You know, right now would be a good time. You walk over to the window, look up, or walk outside, look up. There's blue sky out there right near Overcallville. Good afternoon, just after 12 noon. Eric Carpenter with you at KCVL, KCRK. Yeah, those low clouds and fog kind of lifting. We still have a lot of clouds out there, but it's broken up enough. There's a little bit of blue. You gotta love that. Your Capitol Report, Joel Kretz. He's got some bills. Looks like they might make it through the legislature.
And now from Olympia, welcome to Capitol Report. I'm John Satgast. My guest is 7th District State Representative Joel Kretz from Wakanda. Thanks for being with us on our program.
Thank you, John.
Two of your prime-sponsored bills appear to be moving in the legislative process. The first one, House Bill 2424, is under consideration in the House Agriculture and Natural Resources Committee. Let's talk about that bill. Why is it important?
Well, we've got tremendous conflict with wolves throughout the northern northeast part of the state and haven't made much progress on that, and a lot of frustration. The bill will direct the Department of Fish and Wildlife to work more closely with the Colville tribe. The tribe has an exemplary wildlife program where it's a real balanced program. Everything seems to be doing well down there. They've kind of got the knack for figuring things out, good biologists. I'm hoping that the department might learn a little bit. Great testimony. Melton Askett was over, and what a treasure for our part of the state, for the whole state, for the nation. Excellent testimony and stressing balance in wildlife management. And Kathy McKay from Ferry County was over. They've had a horrific summer with wolf attacks over there. My hope is that with the tribe and WDFW working a little more closely, we'll get some answers out of that and take a few steps forward.
We talked last week about wolves, and you said WOLF seems to be a kind of a dirty word in Olympia. Are you surprised that this bill might be moving forward?
I'm not. I've been really impressed with the members of the committee. We've got a number of very urban legislators, and they're nervous on these, but they've listened to the evidence, the testimony, and we've got a good working relationship, and I think most of the Democrats will vote for it, which is really encouraging to me.
The second measure, House Bill 1835, has already passed out of the House Innovation Committee and Economic Development Veterans Committee. It deals with frontier counties. What are frontier counties?
It's very low population, very remote. We've had problems when we designate something rural. It winds up in, say, North Bend, which I don't consider rural, but the larger towns, they got a big planning department, they have grant writers, they're very well prepared for applying for grants or monies or projects. These little towns, you think about a Loomis or Curlew, they don't have much staff to do it. They don't have any staff, most of them, and this will allow us to designate things where we're truly trying to get to a rural, remote part of the state. Now we can do it.
All right. Well, sounds like a lot of things moving forward. Representative Joel Kretz. In Olympia, this has been Capitol Report from Washington House Republicans.
All right. Now, there is a bill that would help high school students figure out their education future. The aim of that bill, it may make it out of the state Senate.
Senator Jeff Holley sponsored the legislation.
We're moving forward on the idea that students need in high school to figure out exactly where they're going to go for post-secondary education.
The Cheney Republicans' measure calls for the superintendent of public instruction to share high school student information with the Washington Student Achievement Council and higher education institutions.
Both in-state schools, public schools, but private schools also out there, providing data out there so they're able to reach out and advise them as to what their opportunities are, also what the financial aid is that's available.
The council and the institutions would be able to contact students directly to inform them about their higher ed options. The House of Representatives will consider the bill next. In Olympia, I'm Tracy Ellis.
The President's Day sale is on now at Saunders Furniture. Now is the time to take advantage of interest-free financing. Get a whole room furnished starting at just $62 a month. With our 24 months, 0% interest financing, you can get a whole living room, bedroom, or dining room for one low price. Plus, President's Day sale pricing up to 30% off throughout Saunders Furniture. Lazy Boy recliners starting at just $4.99. Ashley reclining sofas starting at $9.99 at Saunders Outlet. Hurry in for the President's Day sale going on now at Saunders Furniture and Saunders Outlet in downtown Colville.
All right, the Department of Ecology, they held a public comment period and engineering design report. What they want to do is clean up the smelter-related metal contamination on Northport's waterfront area next to the town park. They had details about the excavation of the contaminated materials in the waterfront, the bay, and the hillside areas. Also, the site staging and hauling, the stormwater management, public access. So six companies submitted bids for the cleanup. The winning bidder, Versatile Industries out of Ione. The construction gets underway February the 20th, a Tuesday. That means there will be a temporary closure of Park Road, the town park, the boat ramp, and waterfront. The Department of Ecology coordinating with the Northport mayor for the temporary closure and working to accommodate the community's plans to use the park and the waterfront.
There's a new real estate firm in Colville. 4 Degrees Real Estate, based in Spokane, has opened their first branch office in Colville. The agents at 4 Degrees Real Estate have the experience you need and want when it comes to selling or buying real estate in the Tri-County area, whether it's homes or land or commercial. From start to finish, 4 Degrees agents advocate for their clients with professionalism and understanding. Call branch managing broker Len Brandt at 509-680-3916 to schedule a no-obligation meeting to find out the value of your home or to learn more about real estate investing. 4 Degrees Real Estate, your new choice for real estate in Northeast Washington.
Whistleblowers at the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, Explosives, they are sounding the alarm. Apparently, there's a 1,300-page draft document that would justify proposed rules that would effectively ban private gun sales. Cam Edwards talks about that.
A group called Empower Oversight, and its president said he heard from a couple of ATF whistleblowers about a 1,300-page document that would, in essence, ban all private sales of firearms. We already know, last September, the ATF submitted a proposed rule. Public had the chance to comment on it until, I believe, early December, and it seems like that's what this outfit, Empower Oversight, is talking about. One of the things that happened with the bipartisan Safer Communities Act, that was the gun control bill that was passed after Uvalde, it slightly expanded the definition of who is engaged in the business of selling a firearm. But under federal law, anybody engaged in the business of selling a gun has to have a federal firearms license. The problem is that even with the revised definition provided by Congress, you still have to actively be engaged in buying and selling firearms repetitively with an eye towards a profit. And the ATF, it looks like, is really abusing that language to the point that you don't even actually have to complete a sale. Merely offering one firearm for sale could be deemed by the agency as you being engaged in the business of selling firearms. So we've known that this rule is problematic. I think what was new about this is now, according to this group in Power Oversight, you've got whistleblowers coming forward saying, hey, this is going to be a 1,300-page rule. I think the proposed rule was only something like 94 pages, and that it seems like this is going to be even worse than the proposal that's already out there. So I'm kind of taking a wait-and-see approach. We know that it's not going to be good. We don't know when this final rule is going to be published. We do know that the final rule is going to be challenged, I think, in court. Groups like the National Shooting Sports Foundation have already objected to the proposed rule, saying it goes beyond the scope of the Gun Control Act and existing federal legislation. So this is something that isn't necessarily new, but it is definitely something that gun owners and those who would sell a firearm or two from their personal collection should be concerned about. You know, Biden has been trying to get, quote unquote, universal background checks enacted into law. Congress doesn't have the votes to do it. So the theory is that this would be an attempt to do this through executive action. The problem is that Congress has already specifically said, no, private person-to-person sales are not subject to background checks. They explicitly carved out those sales in the Firearm Owners Protection Act back in the 1980s. And they've never passed any law that would rescind that language. So the problem is that Biden and the ATF are claiming authority that does not exist and crafting new laws when that's Congress's job. So frankly, even if you don't like the Second Amendment, you don't like guns, you should have a problem with the government executive branch abusing its authority and trying to write laws when it has no power to do so. Trying to police private person-to-person sales is virtually impossible. I think in Washington State, in the first 2 years that universal background checks were in place, I think there might have been one person who was charged with selling a gun without a background check. And I'm not even sure what the actual resolution of that case was. I know in New Mexico, the first year that their universal background check law was in place, nobody was arrested. Nobody was prosecuted. So, you know, this is one of those things where it polls well, which is why I think why the politicians love it. But criminals aren't going to follow this law. It's impossible to enforce. So what is the point other than giving politicians the opportunity to say, look, we did something? As far as loans or temporary transfers, that's where it gets really interesting. And I don't know what the specific language is going to be from the ATF. It varies from state to state. Some states exempt temporary transfers between family members, between people who know one another. Other states don't. And if you so much as loan your firearm to somebody because they say, listen, I'm concerned that my abusive ex, they've been making threats, I want to protect myself. Unless you put that person through a background check, you're breaking the law. So even if a person needs a gun in that moment for personal protection, you're not allowed to give them one. And that is one of the many, many issues with a universal background check law. The biggest issue is that it's a backdoor gun registration scheme, which is also, by the way, not allowed under federal
law. All right, there you have it, Cam Edwards. We'll be watching that. But, man, you about guarantee nobody, 1,300 pages long? Quite a novel. A man wielding a samurai sword threatening to hurt people arrested. He entered a Walmart down in Vancouver, Washington. Multiple people had called 911 about a man walking in traffic with the sword, making threats to injure people. Police say the man walked into Walmart just before officers arrived. They located him, got him to surrender. He's 43-year-old. Arrested, suspicion of felony harassment, and some other charges.
Got water? Why not have great water? Vogel Pump and Supply can give you great water. Water free of that rotten egg smell, heavy metals like uranium, arsenic, and lead. With products like the Reionator and special filters, Vogel Pump and Supply can deliver pure, good-tasting water to your home. Just bring them a water sample or Vogel will take one for you. So why settle for just water? Have great water, soft and free of things that sometimes spoil your water. See Vogel Pump and Supply, the water professionals.
Steve Belichick agreed to be the defensive coordinator with new head coach Jed Fish at the University of Washington, the son of the NFL coaching great Bill Belichick. He'll take the role in college for the first time following 12 seasons working on the staff with the New England Patriots with his dad. Steve Belichick, defensive play caller for the Patriots the past 5 years. The head of the Seattle Local Organizing Committee for the 2026 World Cup says the process of eventually putting down a grass surface at Lumen Field is already underway. The grass will be used for the 6 games at the stadium during the World Cup. It's already being grown. The field has used artificial surface since it opened in 2002. The Men's World Cup has never used artificial turf fields. There are 8 stadiums being used for the tournament that have artificial surfaces. They all need to be replaced with real grass. The Women's World Cup in 2015 in Canada used artificial surfaces, and it was criticized by players. Today's local weather forecast brought to you by ABC Heating and Electric at 411 West 2nd in Colville. If you're looking for a little comfort in your life, call the experts, your Carrier dealer at ABC Heating and Electric. Call Deb, make an appointment, 509-684-2018. Mostly cloudy skies. A high today, well, we've made it mid-40s where we're at. Going to drop down to 31 overnight. Might have a little bit of rain tomorrow. 41 the high, down to 29 Wednesday night. Going to cool down from there. 27 Thursday night, down to 21 Friday night. 24 Saturday and Sunday night. A possibility of a little bit of rain each day, but really not much. Carrier dealers, the authorities are getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. See ABC Heating and Electric, 411 West 2nd. No wind in the valley. The barometer steady. A very nice 45 degrees right now at the radio station. And even a little patch of blue up there. 21 after 12 noon, Eric Carpenter with you on KCVL, KCRK.